The vaccine's approach to defeating malaria is a little different to regular vaccines. Could you briefly explain how?
Yes. So the vaccine we are trying to develop is trying to capitalize on the amazing protective features of a type of immune cell that was recently described. It's a type of T cell that is called a tissue-resident memory cell. Those are T cells that live in tissues, and they can provide very fast and very quick protection against infection. But these cells were only discovered about 10 years ago. So most vaccines that we make, that we have available, they work by antibodies, by the generation of antibodies that are made by B cells. So we are trying to develop a different vaccine that exploits these capacities of T cells.
So how's the process been moving through this one through trials and hopefully onto human trials?
Well, it's still very early days. So there is a lot that we can learn from mice about these tissue-resident memory T cells and their biology and how they protect mice. We can learn a lot about how to induce the formation of these cells through vaccination in mice, and then use all that knowledge to generate a vaccine for humans, which is still very far away. But we are working at the moment on developing a second vaccine. Like we have developed one vaccine already. It's a bit complex, but it was a good proof of principle for the capacity to generate these cells in mice and to protect mice. But it's a bit complex, so we are developing a second vaccine that is a lot more simple and easier to translate into humans. But it's still there are still a lot of things that we need to learn from, particularly about tissue-resident memory T cells, to be able to make a human vaccine.
Mm. And I understand in mice, the effect only lasted about 200 days. Would this mean if we were to develop a vaccine out of that one with nothing changing, the vaccine would have to be taken every 200 days, or how does that work?
Well, not exactly. This is something, mice and humans are different in their lifespan. Like the lifespan of the mouse, of the mice that we use for our research, is 800 days. Probably a bit less than that. So the fact that the mouse can be protected by this vaccine for 200 days is really good. It's about a fourth of their lifespan. So we could assume that if we made a human vaccine, we could generate long-lived protection. That's the point we want to make. It doesn't mean we could protect humans for a fourth of their lifetime, but we are showing that it is possible to get very long-lived protection through these tissue-resident memory T cells.
Mm. And in terms of fighting against other diseases like COVID-19, I mean, could this approach, given it is a different approach, a rather unusual approach, be applied to other diseases as well?
Yes. Tissue-resident memory cells can form in different tissues. So we are studying these T cells in the liver, because that's where the malaria parasites go first after being transmitted by the mosquito. But tissue-resident memory cells also exist in the lung. So theoretically, we could make a vaccine that induces the formation of COVID-specific or SARS-specific T cells in the lung and protect against COVID. But that's, again, long time, away. Like, there is a lot that we need to learn to be able to do that. But the idea is possible. Like, the concept is possible of make a T cell based vaccine against SARS.
Well, it is fascinating research, Daniel. Thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining on this one this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.